is Lorraine Gilbert, President WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is getting your fitness budget into shape. At the beginning of each year, most people think about their New Year's resolutions or goals. According to a YouGov poll done at the end of 2017, 37% of people polled gave the following top three resolutions: eat healthier, exercise more, and save more money. And unfortunately, the stats from Statica.com tell us that only 16% of respondents stuck to some of their 2018 resolutions, and only 4% accomplished all of their goals. So here we are in 2019 with most of us saying that we would like to be in better physical shape. However, many people don't consider how much it costs. Here are five tips to staying in shape and keeping your fitness budget under control. Number one, decide what you would enjoy doing for fitness. Some people hate spin class and others love it. Maybe you only like outdoor sports while others like indoor activities. Personally, I love Orange Theory classes because I can get a full workout in 1 hour. Whatever you enjoy, it will keep you coming back. Number two, stop paying for something you're not using. If you have a gym membership that you never use, get rid of it. Put that same money towards another activity that you will use. Number three, mix up your exercise routine to keep it interesting as well as to keep your fitness goals from reaching a plateau. You might want to do yoga alongside a more strenuous activity, or perhaps do one outside activity and another indoor one. Number four, determine how much you can spend on your fitness and stick to that budget. For instance, if you make $50,000 per year, you probably shouldn't be using a personal trainer. Instead, consider doing a boot camp with a personal trainer. You can get the same result for a lot less money. Number five, ask your employer if there's a corporate gym membership or a wellness reimbursement program. More and more employers are adding wellness benefits for their employees. And if your employer doesn't have that kind of program in place, they may be open to adding it if you inquire about it. Finally, MarketWatch published an article on January 21st, 2018, citing that employees who regularly exercise earn 9% more than their colleagues who do not. And that extra income can more than pay for your fitness budget. This is Lorraine Gilbert. For more information, wealthwisefinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.